Now, I understand that there was no guarantee that you would find it the next day.
Well, listen. Up to the mafia. Up to thieves. One of their favorite things is to steal the laundry.
Steal the laundry?
Yes, they stole the laundry. And one day you got up, the laundry was gone. Then where do you go? You went to one place. This man had a little, like a bootlegging place where all the thieves used to gather. It's right there, the landlady. By the way, she was a sister to my grandmother.
Uh-huh.
She went to the she used to make ducks or geese, and they drank and ate. And if you, and they, between them, there was no anti-Semitism. Except when they were there, the Gentiles ate without hats. The Jews ate with hats. How much they paid, I don't know, but they knew what to pay. So you went there to the man there, Yosel Lupsok, he says, Rabbi Yosel, they stole my laundry. Oh, you came just in time. You come an hour later, the laundry would have gone to the receiver, go buy laundry. Rabbi Yosel, how much is it going to cost me? It's going to cost you 10 zlotys. Now, 10 zlotys at the time, as for a laborer, a day's wages was a zloty as a zloty and a quarter as a zloty and a half, which meant a week's wages from him. However, you wanted your laundry back, you had to pay 10 zlotys. Goodbye. You went there the next morning. It was a point of honor about the thieves to hang up the laundry the same way you left it last time.